Which Manning brother will win the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3 on Super Bowl Sunday? Peyton or Eli? Make your free pick now to compete for a share of $10 million in bonus bets. May the best Manning win. Only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Vermont. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ready to set sail and save big? For a limited time, Norwegian Cruise Line is making waves with up to $1,500 off all cruises. Plus, with the all-new More at Sea cruising package, enjoy unlimited open bar, specialty dining, and much more. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the show, the MAGA edition. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Explain. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and all that good stuff wherever it is you're listening, and share the good word about the podcast. So last week, I was in the United States, Washington, D.C., to be specific, for the inauguration that you will have seen across the world, beamed into televisions and phone screens everywhere, of Donald J. Trump.
As we gather today, our government confronts a crisis of trust. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. I was saved by God to make America great again. A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. With these actions, we will begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And it was quite the experience, I have to say. Obviously, disrupted by the weather, it was as cold as minus 13 degrees Celsius while I was over there, which was quite an experience, I have to tell you. Being out and about, vox popping in minus 4, minus 6 degrees was quite the experience, that even the skin on the back of my hands is not quite yet recovered from the cold and the peeling off and all that sort of stuff. But it was really interesting to be in and among the MAGA crowd and the Republican crowd who had made their way to Washington, D.C. to celebrate this, many of whom had tickets, were meant to be on the National Mall in the big crowds there watching on jumbo screens. They were all taken down as everything was moved indoors for the health of the president. Instead, they went to a rally at a local sports arena, the Capital One Arena, the place that hosts the Washington Wizards, among other teams, that being their NBA team. And it was just fascinating to see these people, some of whom had queued up for 24 hours just to get a seat, to get inside, people who were real hardcore MAGA supporters. And something that surprised me was the complete lack of any dissidents, of any big Democratic event, big protest against him. There was a protest the morning of the day I arrived, so before I got there, about 50,000 people. But throughout the weekend, it was Trump. It was all Trump all the way and all of his supporters. So on this episode, I'm just going to bring you a selection of some of the voices that I spoke to, that I met down there, from the strange and sublime and those who have completely drank the Kool-Aid and are just reeling off the Trump greatest hits, if you like, of the stuff that he says at his speeches, to people who were a bit more reasoned and who maybe hadn't voted or wouldn't vote for Trump were he in the Democratic Party, which he never would be, obviously, but aren't necessarily Trump hardcore supporters, but are more Republicans or disillusioned with the Democrats or voted based on their pocket. So have a listen from the very icy cold streets of Washington, D.C. Here is why these people vote for Donald Trump. And I really wanted to try and get inside the mind of the Trump voter. We hear from the politicians all the time. We know that they're often biased one way or another. But what is it about the people who vote for him, who otherwise, when you're chatting to them, really normal people, really nice people. They're chatting about the weather, chatting about Ireland when they heard where I was from, all this sort of stuff. Completely lovely, friendly, nice people whose political views are then very, very out there and very extreme, quite a lot of people would think. So have a listen from the streets of Washington, D.C. this episode. Let me explain.
He's our soldier. He's our warrior. He's our president. I'm here to support him. This is my 31st rally, and hope it's my last. He's a lot of work. He's a lot of work. But we're gonna be here to support him and celebrate with him today and tomorrow.
He's tiring, even for you as a big fan.
Oh yeah, he's tiring. Yeah, he's tiring. Well, when you go to 31 rallies, yeah, he's very tiring. So.
I mean, I go to all the rallies. I'm in the 29 rallies. I go all the United States, you know.
And what about him? Like, what is it for you?
Well, I love Trump. He's the greatest president ever. He says what he's going to do. He does it. Everything was better when Trump was in office, so I'm really excited for him to get back in.
And what are you hoping he'll do in the first few days of this presidency?
First day, he's going to close the border, and he's going to drill, baby, drill. You know what I'm saying? He's going to enact everything he said he's going to do, you know? So I'm ready.
So you're ready. And what about the wider 4 years then? Like, four more years of Trump, what do you hope?
He's going to be in the golden age of America. He told Hamas and Israel before he get back in office they need to make a deal or it's going to be hell to pay. And sure enough, you see how they made the deal, you know. Mm. And Biden trying to take credit for it was Trump. The world recognizes our strength, and Trump exudes strength.
Thank you again.
You know.
Do you think he's going to do the same in Ukraine?
Yes. As soon as he get in, he's going to make a deal with them. Mark my words, a week or so after he get in, that's going to be over. Putin and all them going to basically stop that nonsense.
And you've been to, so this is rally number 30?
This is rally number 29.
Number 29. What's it like inside a Trump rally?
It's like the greatest show on earth. I love going to Trump rallies.
Well, I'm from Canada, so this isn't all so cold.
Yeah.
And so what is you, and I see you've got your Make Canada Great Again hat on. Like, why do you support Trump?
Because when that last election was stolen from him, I knew bad things were going to come, and not only to the United States, I knew it was going to be bad for Canada too. I just didn't realize how bad it was going to be for my family. I think Donald Trump is the only hope that we do have for this world, because up in Canada, the things that are being done to us up there is unbelievable.
What do you make of the suggestion that Trump is going to expand America, talking about Greenland, but talking about Canada too?
Well, you know how I feel at this point? Canada has done nothing but let me down my entire life. So if we become the 51st state, I'm okay with that. Donald J. Trump gave people hope. And when he lost that election, the hope was gone. And then these tyrannical governments came after us like crazy. Biden and Justin Trudeau, two of a kind. Both of them should go to prison.
He's fighting for the average people.
And what do you think he's going to do in his first few days, in particular in the next few weeks? So what are you hoping to see from a Trump presidency?
I think one of the first things he should do is pardon all the January 6th people that were put in jail, you know, unlawfully, illegally. It was a total setup, right? And people actually believed that there was a real insurrection. Canada or the U.S. has more guns per capita than any other country in the world, probably. And they're supposed to have an insurrection and take over the Capitol, and nobody brought a gun, right? makes no sense at all.
Donald Trump, I'm back, bitch. Let's go, baby. Daddy's home.
Where are you from and why are you here?
Seymour, Texas, and we're here for the inauguration of Donald Trump and the victory rally today.
And what is it about Donald Trump that you find so compelling?
He's a great person, does what he's supposed to do.
He gets the job done.
Says what he's going to do.
And what are you hoping he's going to do in the first few weeks and months of his presidency?
Make America great again.
Finish up the job that he did last time.
And what in particular about the job? What do you want him to finish?
Oh, there's many aspects to that.
Close the border.
Fix inflation.
Get inflation down.
What do you say to people who don't understand Trump internationally, who think he's mad?
You're misinformed.
Come from Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi. Come to help Trump make America great again. He's a businessman. He's got good policies. He's going to raise the economy. I think he's a man for the job.
What are you hoping to see out of him in his first few weeks and months in office?
Shit, I don't know. He better ask that question. Well, the first thing I'd like to see is let's get started securing that southern border. Of course, he's going to work the economy. The economy is going to come up itself. But let's get that southern border fixed. Let's strengthen our military. Let's make our friends again, and our enemies fear us. The first thing I want to see him do with our military is take all the wokeness out, the DEI. Take it out. Let's just go back to straight up badass U.S. military. Because when you have friends that trust you and enemies that fear you, you don't have wars.
It's beginning to look a lot like I told you so. I love Trump. This is a sign from 2016. I had to cut the bottom off. You know why? Pence was on the bottom. So I got rid of him. Thank God. And I kept this. And now I can use it for this event here.
And why are you such a big backer of him?
Such a big backer because, for one, he's from New York. Two, he has cojones the size of bulls. He's a tough man, and we need that. He's a businessman, and we need that. We don't need the politicians. We need tough men, and we need a businessman to run our country as a business and stop all this extra spending.
He's a very passionate person who loves our country very much, and he's very passionate. And so are we. You know, we love our country and what our founding fathers originally stood for, you know, and he's an outsider. And you know what? Yeah, he's a bit of a mouth, but so what? He has our interest, our heart, you know, and he's got too much money to be bought by people and be told what to do. He really is a good man who cares about the country and who cares about freedom. And actually, it's not just the United States that's saved. It's the whole free world that's been saved with Trump coming back. You watch, you wait, you see.
That man's a father. He's a grandfather. And all they want to do is keep spewing hate, 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 hate. That's why there was two attempts on his life. That's why you see so much security out here right now. And I feel safe today. I feel real safe. And Trump should feel safe, because if you walk around D.C. right now, you see it. Man's loved. Don't listen to what the mainstream, I'm not talking about what y'all do over there in Ireland, but these cuckoos over here, they're crazy.
Years ago, I actually knocked for a friend of mine for the Democratic Party. And I just thought he was the best. It was years ago. But in this particular case, I signed up for the Republican Party. And I would say, I wasn't sure if I was going to do it because you may be familiar that the ground game got a lot of criticism, you know, in the beginning. But for what it's worth, it was very, very well organized, very efficient.
Is it? Because it's a debate point we had in Ireland. We had our election this year, and door knocking is huge. But we wondered, is it as influential in the States, or is it all, you know, the debates, the mass media, the social media?
I think it's still influential. I really do. As I said, I don't know if you're going to convince anyone, especially with the amount of media that's out there, to go one way or the other. But what I tried to do was to put a calm face to the MAGA personality, if you will. That was my goal. And just have a communication and a discussion with people about what the issues were and what the topics were. I still think that the personal touch is very, very important to say we care about you. We understand that voting is very important, and we want you to get out and vote one way or the other. We swung the state, we swung the county, you know, we did all kinds of positive things. So I would look forward to doing it again in 4 years, to be honest. Yes, sir.
For whoever it is.
For whoever, exactly, exactly. It won't be Trump, for sure. Yeah. But yes, sir, for whoever it is.
I believe that he believes what we stand for, liberty, freedom, he kind of gets us, even though he's in a different tax bracket altogether, but I feel like he gets us who are trying to survive. I mean, I went to get a case of eggs the other day for somebody, and $109 for a case that used to be $16.99. And I took pictures because I just could not believe it. That's just not acceptable.
How many eggs are in a case?
I think it's 6 dozen, I believe. But that's still, I used to buy the same eggs at that store for $16.99 a case because we're a big family. And now it's $109.99. Unacceptable. How's a regular people going to eat? It's just frustrating to me.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's one thing I don't understand, because obviously, as you say, he's in a different tax bracket. He's a billionaire.
Exactly.
So why do you think he understands common people when he's never had to have that struggle himself?
Because he doesn't need the money. So he sees how people are suffering. So I honestly believe that the Democratic Party used to stand for something completely different. And being a Democrat before, I've had it with people not being able to buy food, pay for gas. If you go from one state to another, we paid $2.50 for a gallon. In California, it's like $5.99. It's ridiculous. Not acceptable.
I think at times he can have a very abrasive attitude, which turns a lot of people off. I understand that. But I also think that he can also have, when he wants to, he can have the ability to relate to most people. But sometimes comments he makes, I mean, his first term, he spent a lot of time on Twitter arguing with people, and really he shouldn't have wasted his time with that. And I don't think that was a good move for him, and I think that turned a lot of people off.
Do you think he's over that? Because he obviously does things on Truth Social and is still a man to pick a fight.
No, I think you're dealing with an alpha male there, and I think some of that's just going to be his personality, but I think this time he's tempered it some. I think you're still going to get shots across the bow occasionally, but I think he learned a lot from his first term.
So there you go. Some of the strange and sublime and the more reasoned people who, you know, because we tend to tar the Trump supporter with the same brush. They're all crazy. They're all nuts. They're absolutely mad. Well, that's not always the case. Don't get me wrong. Some of them are mad, as with any, any politician supporter. Some of them are just a bit weird, but a lot of them were there for different reasons and reasons you might not think and reasons that the Democrats couldn't quite tap into or hack into. So interesting, fascinating to be there, particularly for that bit of history, to watch the rallies, to watch what was saying. And one of the big things, you probably listen to a lot of that and go, they're crazy, they're nuts, you know, those are mad views. That wasn't the reaction in the US. In the US, even on the likes of CNN, they weren't saying, oh, this is crazy, this is absolutely mental. The Trumpisms have become such a part of the dialogue and part of the news narrative over there that they're normal. You know, you say something crazy once, everyone says you're crazy. You say it two or three times, people still might say you're crazy. You say it 10 times, people get desensitized to it and it becomes a little bit normal. And this, you know, Gulf of Mexico being the Gulf of America, don't that many people believe he's actually going to do that over there, but they're kind of just like, ah, that's Trump. It's what he says. It's not such a big deal. So it's just interesting to see how that perspective, how he's almost beaten down some of the outrage over the last 10 years nearly since he's been in mainstream politics. Fascinating place to be, fascinating people and to meet, and I hope you enjoyed hearing some of their experiences and some of the views from stateside. That's it for this episode. We're going to have more later on this week in your podcast feed, so keep an eye out and stay tuned. I'll chat to you then.
Which Manning brother will win the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3 on Super Bowl Sunday? Peyton or Eli? Make your free pick now to compete for a share of $10 million in bonus bets. May the best Manning win. Only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Vermont. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.